Loose Cannon by Callie-Anne Hamilton. Episode 1, The Hero and the Thrall. Prologue.
Long ago, there lived an evil genie, bound under a fell contract. To whomever held his cursed lamp, the genie would grant 3 wishes. Those wishes, however, did not come without price. With his malicious subtlety, the genie would trick his masters into making wishes that would bring disaster. For centuries, the genie brought ruin and bloodshed upon all who possessed his power, until the land was brought to the very brink of complete destruction. In that dark hour, a hero emerged. With his pure heart, the hero could not be swayed by the genie's temptations. Upon obtaining the lamp, he turned the genie's own game against him and wished for an inescapable pit and a voracious monster that consumed anything that fell into its clutches. Then, the hero cast the lamp into its prison, where none would dare retrieve it, trapping the malevolent genie forever.
Act 1. Ring the bell, because you're about to get schooled. The frightened man half ran, half stumbled around the corner, plowing into a trash bin with a clatter. The din echoed eerily in the dark warehouse. He scrambled back, trying to find his footing, but instead found a wall. He was trapped. Panicked eyes swept back the way he'd come and fell upon a spiny silhouette. He choked.
Please, man! I won't tell anybody!
You seem too much,
growled the Martian menace, advancing on his quarry.
Just let me go, please!
The menace heaved a husky chuckle, drawing his Glidorian scimitar with relish.
You know what your trouble is. Your loose end.
He sneered in a voice that Chrissy imagined was just as slimy as his primordial skin.
The boss don't like loose ends.
Lay one claw on him and I'll loose my foot in your end,
called a voice, offset in a jagged speech bubble. Chrissy bit her lip and flipped the page to a dazzling full-bleed illustration of the Valor Patrol in all their caped heroic glory. They posed majestically among the steel and concrete beams of Dr. Discord's warehouse hideout. Chrissy's gaze darted all over the comic panels, drinking in the bold swatches of ink and halftone. She stole a glance up to the front of the classroom, where Mr. Vanderhoeven was demonstrating how to balance a chemical equation beside a distinct "no cell phones" sign. Satisfied that he was fully engrossed, Chrissy wriggled her phone out of her pocket and surreptitiously snapped a photo of Perplex's latest redesign. The colors were all wrong, but the overall aesthetic of the superhero's bodysuit was just right for Chrissy's tastes. With a tap and a few deft swipes, she dropped the photo onto her Mindel app, alongside numerous other pictures she'd snatched from comic books, the internet, displays at the mall, and anywhere else she found inspiration. Chrissy couldn't draw to save her life, so she had to resort to curating ideas for her dream superhero persona. She even had a list of possible aliases jotted in the corner of her notebook, along with notes on superpowers. She contemplated her collection, smiling as she pictured the way all the pieces would fit together. A suit like Perplex's, but in Infernal's colors, combined with long hair like Mistress's and those cute boots she'd seen online, it was really starting to fall into place. She tucked her phone into her pocket and returned to the Valor Patrol's altercation with the Martian Menace, all while Mr. Vanderhoeven's unheeded lecture carried on. 3 tinny bells later, Chrissy plowed through the courtyard of Rosetta Preparatory High School, still admiring her Mindel board, when quick footsteps caught her attention.
Hey, you're the new girl. Coach Clifford's daughter. Right?
Said a breathless blonde boy, hefting his backpack more securely onto his shoulder as he drew level with her.
Yours truly,
Chrissy responded, grinning a little at the way the boy's voice had cracked.
I'm Chrissy.
The boy shifted the soccer ball under his arm to the other side and held his hand out as if to shake.
Anthem Henderson.
What was this, the Victorian era? Chrissy chuckled at his formality and gave him a fist bump instead. He was so taken aback that his soccer ball slipped out from beneath his arm. He stooped hastily to retrieve it, but froze in his half-stoop.
Are those Valor Patrol shoes?
Anthem gaped.
You bet they are!
Chrissy grinned and scuffed her heel against the flagstones. The various crests of the members of Valor Patrol lit up in response. Chrissy's mom had nearly died when Chrissy said she wanted the light-up Valor Patrol Teen Edition shoes for Christmas, but her dad had indulged her. She wore them everywhere. Anthem looked awestruck.
No way! I didn't know light-up shoes came in teen sizes.
You like Valor Patrol?
Chrissy asked.
You kidding? I've got every issue! I saw you reading number 15 in chemistry.
Oh man, it's so good!
Chrissy burst in her enthusiasm.
That part with Stunbeam?
I'm completely obsessed with Stunbeam.
Right on!
Chrissy punched him playfully in the shoulder. Anthem laughed, but winced a little, rubbing his bicep. She hadn't hit him that hard, had she? She brandished her hand at him to show him her Arrowman watch.
I'm an Arrowmaniac myself,
Chrissy said with glee.
Oh, cool. Wow, I've never seen one like this. Did you get this hat?
The sound of shrieked insults and scuffling broke out across the courtyard. Chrissy shot her attention over Anthem's shoulder to a group of students near the wall. A leggy girl with streaky dyed hair was flinging threats at another girl who'd been shoved to the ground. Paper flittered around on the flagstones, and the girl on the ground looked like she was ready to cry. Chrissy recognized her as Amelia Devereaux from her home economics class. As for hair dye, well, Chrissy didn't know her name, but she'd seen Little Miss Anthropy and the Hater Brigade around before. They were your garden variety it girls. Popular, collectively good at everything, dressed to the nines, and impossible to ignore. Chrissy had never pegged them as the types to shove their classmates in broad daylight, but it looked like hair dye and her four backup singers were making a special exception for the occasion. Chrissy scowled. She stepped past Anthem, shoving her notebook into his chest and taking his soccer ball from him in one slick movement.
Hold this for me,
she ordered, before pressing into the throng that was gathering around the scene.
What are you doing? Stop!
Wailed a friend of Amelia's. She lurched as if to help Amelia to her feet, but one of Hair Dye's minions, a one-woman brute squad named Eden, held her back.
Hold on, Peach!
Eden grunted in her strong southern accent while Hair Dye continued firing off cuss words like it was going out of style.
Did you think nobody would figure it out? Tell me right now why I shouldn't smear you all over this sidewalk!
Hair Dye screamed at Amelia.
Or, better yet, smear your face all over Twitter.
Said, I woke up like this, Meredith, holding up a phone that appeared to belong to Amelia. Amelia blanched.
No, don't do it!
Chrissy tried to fight through the crowd with greater urgency, employing her sharp elbows to make her way.
Maybe if you would wash your hands occasionally, we wouldn't have cracked the pin from the streaks,
scoffed teacher's pet Odette.
Stop it!
Sobbed Peach, twisting against Eden's arms.
Let go!
Trust me, she's not worth your friendship.
Snipped Femme Fatalon's Claire, drumming her lacquered fingernails against her waist.
Witches like her don't deserve friends at all.
Hair Dye reached out and grabbed Amelia's arm to haul her roughly to her feet.
Why don't you?
She snarled. Just then, Chrissy broke through the circle of onlookers and hurtled herself between Amelia and her attacker.
Whoa, whoa! Quit the reindeer games before I have to give somebody a red nose!
Chrissy yelled, shoving Hair Dye away. Hair dye released Amelia and staggered back into her friends, and Amelia tumbled back to the ground. Hair dye's expression twisted in murderous rage. At this proximity, Chrissy could see that Hair dye and Femme Fatalons wore cheerleader windbreakers. Typical.
Stay out of this, sweet pea!
Eden growled at Chrissy. She still had both of her arms tightly around Peach, who was crying brokenly, but no longer struggling. Chrissy bristled.
Call me Sweet Pea again, and I'll give you a sweet piece of my fist! Comprende? Let her go!
Chrissy barked, angling her hips and shoulders in a bold stance and pointing with condemnation at Eden, like Arrow Man had in that one scene in issue 15. Chrissy then swung her glare on the rest of Hair Dye's gang.
And the rest of you, back off!
Hair Dye wasn't listening. She was screeching at Amelia under Chrissy's arm.
You're done for, Amelia! We're gonna tell everyone all about your cute little game, and then I'm gonna kick your...
I said enough!
She hurled the soccer ball into Hair Dye's face in a blinding fastball pitch. Olympic quality, for sure. It connected forcibly with the bully's nose, and she crumpled instantly amid screams. Chrissy ducked to avoid the ball's ricochet while Meredith flung the stolen phone aside in her haste to catch her friend.
Bee!
Eden and Odette gasped in horror. Blood cascaded down Hair Dye's face. Peach twisted away from Eden and fled as whistle blasts sounded. Chrissy crowed at the very red-nosed Hair Dye. A campus security officer and a teacher came running, trying to push through the courtyard full of people. Trust the civil servants to always be late to the crime scene. As they swooped in to run damage control, Chrissy dropped to snag Anthem's bloodied soccer ball and the discarded cell phone. She turned to Amelia, who still cowered on the ground behind her.
Hey, are you okay?
Chrissy asked. Though gentleness wasn't her strong suit, she softened her voice as she held the phone out to Amelia. The phone's screen bore a small crack, but it looked like the case had taken the brunt of the damage. Amelia took the phone with a whimper. Chrissy attempted to give her a reassuring smile when she was suddenly hauled upright from behind by the campus security officer.
All right, you're coming with me.
Wait, what?
Chrissy replied as the security officer began to march her back toward the school.
But I...
Anthem managed to stumble through the swarm, still clutching Chrissy's notebook.
Sir, she was just... But the other girl, she was just trying to help!
Look, son, we don't tolerate brawling, all right?
To Chrissy, he scowled.
You'll be lucky if you didn't break that girl's nose.